Today she is Masechta Erevin Daf Kuf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah again. The Mishnah continues to discuss what may be done in the Beis Hamikdash, even though it may not be done elsewhere. So, teaches us the Mishnah Kaishrin Nim of Hamikdash. We know an integral part of the Avodah, which is done in the Beis Hamikdash, is having Shira, song, come along with the kabbanis that are brought, and they played musical instruments. And the Mishnah discusses what happens if one of those musical instruments snaps, the string snaps. So it says, the Mishnah kosher nima b'migdash, we may tie the string of a musical instrument that snapped in the Beis HaMikdash, avalai b'medina. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so we may not do so. Vim betchila, and if we're inserting the string for the first time, kam v'kam v'alser, it may not be done both, even in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tan of our Mishnah, obviously, is of the opinion, the ikish shira b'keli, that to fulfill the obligation of doing shira when we bring a carbon, we have to have a musical instrument accompany it. And therefore, since that's the case, we may do it if it only involves a shvus. And as we're learning in our Mishnah, we're learning the ain shvus b'migdash. So whatever involves a drabbanon for something that has to be done for the Beis HaMikdash may be done on Shabbos. And therefore, we could tie the nima. The halach is we cannot insert it in the first place. And even if it were, it doesn't make it, and similarly, says the Teres Yisrael, even if it snapped, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to insert it in the first place because you could have done it before Shabbos. That's going to be a big part of today's shir. But furthermore, says the Teres Yisrael, if it snapped before Shabbos, then we should have fixed it before Shabbos. And if we didn't fix it before Shabbos, then the halacha is we have no right to fix it, then we have no right to fix it on Shabbos. Our Mishnah teaches us, as we just discussed, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shira, in order to be able to have Shira B'keli in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why we learned in our Mishnah that we're allowed to fix it in a way that doesn't involve making it Issa D'Raisa. However, as going to be very clear in today's Shira, it's not something that we could do. We saw, even when we're allowed to fix it, we're only allowed to fix it to be able to fulfill ikashir b'keli, to be able to have shira with an instrument. But not that all the instruments that necessarily were normally used were allowed to be fixed on Shabbos. We just have what we need to have to fulfill the obligation. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Binyan Shloima. On the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, we say the words of Avodas Beis HaMikdash Nismach Kulanu, Uvashirei Dover Avdecha Hanishmoim Birecha Hamurim Lefnei Mizbechacha. Beautiful words that describe how the Avoda of the Shira was conducted. But the question that the Binyan Shloima asks is why only by this Musaf? We daven Musaf every Shabbos. We daven Musaf every Yontif. And this statement is not included in any of those Tfilas Musaf. In fact, even when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, where we have a special Nusach for the Musaf, the Nusach of Atu Yitzarta, this statement that we just described in the Musaf is not included in that Musaf. And the question is why? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says that we've been learning that ikashir b'keli, that you have to use a keli, you have to use musical instruments. But we also discussed that if the instrument breaks on Shabbos and Yontif, we are limited in what, when, and where we could fix that instrument. The only time that we bring a carbon musaf, and if the instrument breaks, we have an ability, we have the halachic right to fix it is in Rosh Chodesh. Because in Rosh Chodesh, it's not a day of a Yontif, it's not a day of a Shabbos, we could fix it. So if we're ever going to say, Shirei David Avdecha, speak about the songs, therefore we're going to say it on Rosh Chodesh. There, if the instrument breaks, we have no problem in fixing it fixing as many and as perfectly as we need to fix any of the instruments. So that's why only on that day, only on Rosh Chodesh, do we mention this Shira. Ask the Gemara, we just learned that we're allowed to fix an instrument, a string that broke on Shabbos, we're allowed to tie. Vermini, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Nimas Kinar Shenifsika, if the string of one of the instruments tore on Shabbos, Laya Kaishroi Ela Anvai, you're only allowed to make a bow, you're not allowed to make a knot. Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. Ha Rabbanon, the Braisa that says you may not do, fix it, represents the opinion of the Rabbanon. Ha Rabbi Lezer, and the Braisa that says that you may fix it, represents the opinion of the Rabbanon. And the Gemara explains itself. Lir Rabbi Lezer to Omar, a coin to Rabbi Lezer that holds, which is going to be a very big part of today's shir, as I said, the Machshirei Mitzvah Doichnas HaShabbos, that not only when you're allowed to do a mitzvah, on Shabbos, you're allowed to do the mitzvah itself, but you're even allowed to do anything that is a preparation for the mitzvah. So tying the knot, therefore fixing the instrument, as we've been learning, is something that is required in bringing a carbon. So according to Belezer, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And even though fixing the keli is a machshir, the machshir means the mitzvah is the bringing of the carbon. The music that comes along with the carbon is only a machshirei mitzvah. And fixing the instrument is a machshir, the machshir. Still, the halacha is, we're allowed to do it according to Rabbi Lezer on Shabbos. And furthermore, explains the Gaon Yaakov, of course, Rabbi Lezer is going to hold that even though you're allowed to do something on Shabbos, machshirei mitzvah, doichnas Shabbos, we always want to avoid chil Shabbos. So why does he say that you're only allowed to? The halach is, says the Gaon Yaakov, if making a bow would accomplish the same as making a knot, then the halach would be we'd be obligated to make a knot, we'd be obligated to make a bow and not a knot. Only, explains the Gaon Yaakov, because making a bow doesn't give you the same sweet sound as making a knot. And as we just explained, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is the Machshirei Mila, the Machshirei Mitzvah Doichnas HaShabbos. So therefore, we could do whatever we need to do to fix it on Shabbos. Well, Rabbanon, the Amri ain't Doichan. According to Rabbanon, whoever hold the Machshirei Mitzvah ain't a Doichnas HaShabbos. So therefore, you can't make a knot. What you could do is make a bow. There's a very important Bir Halacha to discuss in this Gemara. The Bir Halacha is in Simen Reish, Simen Shin Yod Zayin. The Bir Halacha asks, quotes Rabbi Kivega. We know when we learned Masechta Shabbos, we learned one of the fundamental difference between a kshira, a knot, which may not be made on Shabbos, versus a knot that may be made on Shabbos, is that if it's a kesher shel kayama, if it was meant to be there permanently, the halach is that you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos. If it's a kesher she'ena shel kayama, then you're allowed to make it on Shabbos. So ask Ruki Veger, why does our Gemara say that if you have this problem, make a knot, make a bow, according to Rabbanan, because we may not make a knot on Shabbos. Ask Ruki Veger, make a knot, make it with the intention that you're going to untie it Matzoi Shabbos, so it would certainly not be a kesher shel kayama, and therefore it should be allowed to be made on Shabbos. So Bi Halacha says, from here we see that if you make a knot in the way knots are usually made, and this type of knot is a kesher shel kayama, the fact that It's the fact that you intended to keep it only temporarily, you intended to untie it by Matzoy Shabbos, doesn't mean that it becomes a Kesher Shein Shekayama. If this is the way it's normally made, and this is normally a Kesher Shekayama, your intention cannot make it into not being Kesher Shekayama. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that the Braisa that says, the Mishnah that says, you're allowed to make a gnat, is going according to the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer asked the Gemara, v'ilachatchila nami, so you should allow to make the gnat or fix it even l'chatchila on Shabbos, not only in a case that it broke. Our Mishnah says that it only is mutter if it was broken on Shabbos. Elo l'kasha. So we need to reconcile again the Mishnah and the Braisa. Because our Mishnah that says that if it was broken before Shabbos, we may not fix it on Shabbos, cannot represent the opinion of Rebbe Lezer the way we just explained. Eloi Kasha, Ha Rebbe Yehuda, the Mishnah that says you're allowed to make a gnat is following the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, that doesn't differentiate in Hilchas Kshira between making a bow and making a gnat. And therefore, if you're going to, there's no advantage of making a bow over making a knot. For her, the braisa that says make a bow and don't make a knot is the opinion of the Rabbanan, who's saying making a bow is less of a chil Shabbos than making a knot. So of course, if you have to do something, make a bow, don't make a knot. So according to the Rabbanan, the braisa is very understandable. Because making a bow, if that's a possibility, don't make a knot. But let's try to understand the Mishnah. One, we have two different opinions regarding Mechshiri Mitzvah. Rebbe Lezer holds Mechshiri Mitzvah Doichens HaShabbos, as we quoted previously. The Rabbanon hold the Mechshiri Mitzvah and not Doichens HaShabbos. So a rehud of our Mishnah that says that you can make a knot on Shabbos. Because as we just explained, according to Yehuda, there's no advantage of making a bow over making a knot. Leave the man. Ask the Gemara, between these two opinions that we just said, in the Machloikis of Rebbe Lezer and Rabbanan, whose opinion is he following? If he's following the opinion of the Rabbanan, he should require a bow. If he's following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, or not even a bow, nothing can be made. If he's following the opinion of Rabbanan, because a bow and a knot are both chil Shabbos, and he holds that Mechshirei Mitzvah ain't a Doichnes Shabbos. If, on the other hand, he's following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, so why does the Mishnah only allow us to fix something that broke? L'chatchila, as we just said, according to Rebbe Lezer, we're allowed to make it. So ask the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda, Aliba the man, whose opinion does Rebbe Yehuda hold in the question of Mechshirei Mitzvah? If he's following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, so then the halacha ought to be afil l'chatchila nami. Even if it broke l'chatchila, the halacha is that Rebbe Lezer hold machshirim mitzvah doichnes haShabbos, and therefore then you should be allowed to do it. Ella, if he holds like the Rabbanon, and by him a knot and a bow are in both usur, so then how could he allow you to make a knot when the string of the instrument breaks? Ella, says the Gemara, we have to give a different answer, how to reconcile the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Loi Kasha. The Braisa that says that you're not allowed to make a knot represents Rav Shimon, who says that you always have to make a bow. For her, Rabbanon, the one that disagree between a Mechshirei Mitzvah that you could have done between yesterday and the Mechshirei Mitzvah that you could have not done yesterday is the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Tanya, as a new Braisa we learn, introduces Ben Levi Shenifsuka Nima Bekina, if the string of the harp broke, Koshroi, you're allowed to tie it. Why? Because Mechshirei Mitzvah Doichens HaShabbos. Rav Shimon's opinion is, you're only allowed to make a bow because Mechshirei Mitzvah are not Doichus HaShabbos, and therefore making a knot is not an option. The only option is making a bow. And as the Goyen Yaakov explains, both the Rabbanon And both Rav Shimon, the Rabbanon of this Braisa, and both Rav Shimon are of the opinion that a neva making a bow is not osur like making a knot. And that's why Rav Shimon said, make a bow, and therefore you're not being Michal Shabbos. The Rabbanon, who say that you can make a knot, are of the opinion that the bow won't give us a proper sound, and won't give us a proper sound, so we're not accomplishing anything. And since this string tore on Shabbos, so it's a situation where it could have not been repaired before Shabbos, that's why you're allowed to fix it with a knot on Shabbos. Rav Shimon ben Lozoimer, af hi ein mishmas kol, making a knot or making a bow is really not going to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to accomplish that this instrument should give a good sound. We're not going to accomplish anything with that. Ela mishalshem amata v'karech l'mala. What she do is she unwind some of the extra length of the broken string from the bottom part of the peg, or vice versa, and like that, you'll have a longer string, and you won't have any knot. And even though doing this involves the melacha of makbe patish, the halacha is that you're allowed to do it because of the need to have the instrument on Shabbos. V'bayis ema, ha, both the Mishnah and the Braisa represent the opinion of the Rabbanon that allow us to do machshirei mitzvah in a situation where they could have not have been done before. V'loy kasha. Kan, when the string tore the emtza, so the only option is that you could make it tough, tight, so making a bow won't help, and therefore you're allowed to make a knot. Kan, the braisa that says to make a bow is menatzad, when it didn't tear in the middle. Since it didn't tear in the middle, making a bow would be sufficient. V'bay seima, another way of reconciling the Mishnah and the braisa, hava ha be'emtza, they both are speaking that the string tore in the middle. Mar sova gazrinan, one man dom says that we're going to allow you to make a knot in the middle. You can also make a knot when it tore on the top or the bottom. And there, making a knot is not permissible. There, since a bow will do, you should only make a bow. So therefore, even though making a knot, even though in the middle, we should have really allowed you to make a knot, we don't. A mass of a leg is written. The middle and the top are not the same. And therefore, in the middle, where the only real option is making a knot, that's what you should do. On the top or the bottom, make a bow. Continues the Mishnah to discuss, again, differences of what the halacha would allow in the Beis HaMikdash versus what the halacha would allow, not what the halacha does not allow outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Choytchen Yabelis B'Mikdash, we're allowed to remove a wart from an animal that we want to use as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, Avaloi B'Medina, not outside the Beis HaMikdash, V'Mikli Kavakan Osir. So most Rishonim, and that's the way we're going to learn the Gemara, that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that we're talking about a wart that is on the animal that we want to bring as a carbon, and the wart makes the animal into a balmum, which of course we may not bring a carbon, which is a balmum, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us how and when we may remove the wart. However, there are other Rishonim who say that the wart that we're discussing is the wart on the kohen, that the kohen who's doing the avodah developed a wart, and now the question is, how can that wart be removed on Shabbos? What is the iser for removing a wart? Rashi and the Rambam are of the opinion that involves the melacha of goizus. We're going to speak later in the Shir Mitzvashem what's involved when you remove skin from a person, what malach is involved. So they hold, similarly, when you remove it from an animal, it's the malacha of geizes. There are other that say that it's the malacha of Toilish, it's like Oikadova Migadula, and some others, in fact, say that it's included in the Malacha of Chayvel. Says the Gemara. Vermini asked the Gemara that says there's a Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, Masechta Pesachim. The Mishnah discusses there where Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. That the halacha is that even though it's Shabbos, we're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. But says the Mishnah, Hikivoy, transferring the Karban Pesach to the animal, to the Beis HaMikdash, through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to be makrivit, v'havasa m'chusotchum, or we have to transport the animal m'chusotchum, v'chetichas yabaltoy, or cutting off the award, ein doichen, may not be done on Shabbos. Reb Lezer, I'm a doichen, it's a Shabbos, because Reb Lezer is consistent with his position that we learned in the previous sugya, that machshiri mitzvah, doichen is a Shabbos. So anything we need to do in order to fulfill a mitzvah, we're allowed to do on Shabbos. So we see that there's a Stam Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to take off a wart. Our Mishnah says that you're allowed to take off a wart. You're going to say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Lezer. That we can't say either. Because our Mishnah only allowed you to remove the wart with your hand. And according to Reb Lezer, who says, Machshiri mitzvah dachas Shabbos, that you were allowed to be used a keli. Answers the Gemara. Reb Lezer, Reb Yossi, Reb Chanina offer two different terutzim. One of them said, Hava ha, our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim both are speaking about lacha, that a moist wart. And since it's a moist wart, it's still very much part of the animal. And therefore, removing it is a malacha, v'laikasha. And how do we answer the two, the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim? Can our Mishnah that allowed it is talking about removing it biyad, only removing it by hand. Since only removing it by hand is a shvus, and as we keep on repeating in our Mishnah and our sugya, ain't shvus b'migdash, so therefore you could do that on Shabbos. Can, whereas the Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim is referring to a situation where you're removing it b'kli, with an instrument. Removing with an instrument is a machloikis, is a issa deraisa, which we may not do on Shabbos. The Charamer, and the other way, the other man, the Amr, says, how do we reconcile the Mishnayis, the Mishnah Masechta Ervin, and the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim? Hava ha are talking about biyad, removing it by hand. V'loikasha, and how do we reconcile? Ha, b'lacha, the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim is speaking about a moist wart, that even though it's only an Issa Midrabanan, we don't allow you to do it on Shabbos, since this wart could have been removed before. Ha, b'yavesha. Our Mishnah is talking about that you're removing it by hand, and it's also dry. So since there are so many reasons to be lenient, you're removing it by hand, and it's a dry wart, and since it's a dry wart, it's not really considered connected to the animal, that's why we could be lenient. However, what we're also learning, this is only in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's dry, and even if you're removing it by hand, it would be usur. Why? So the Sfasem is, why are we so machmer if it's by hand and it's dry? So the Sfasem is explains that we're making lacha biyad, and lacha biyad ato lacha bekeli. But of course, we don't make such gzeiros outside the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura and Simon Shin Mem Sif Katan Vav teaches us that outside the Beis HaMikdash, we may not remove even a dry wart biyad. So now that we've been offered two different terutzim, how to reconcile the Mishnayis, asked the Gemara, the mandam that said that our Mishnah is talking that you're doing it biyad, That Mishnah is talking about you're doing the kli. My tama, why didn't he offer the other teretz? My tama loy amahabalach abi yevesha. Why didn't he differentiate between that our Mishnah is talking about yevesha and that Mishnah is talking about alacha? Amalach, he says the reason I didn't offer that teretz yevesha feel the kli namishari because I hold that if the water were dry. You could be, and that's what you're saying is the case of our Mishnah, then you could even use a keli to remove it. My tama, because since it's dry, efruchim efruchim, it just is brittle and it'll just fall away. And therefore, it's totally not considered connected to the body. And since it's not considered connected to the body, I hold you would be allowed to use a keli. Ask the Gemara the other way around. Ulamanda Omer. That said that the teretz is that our Mishnah habalacha b'yevesha. The Mishnah Masechta Pesachim is talking about a lacha. The Mishnah Masechta Erevin is talking about yevesha. My time of why and he suggests my time layama habiyar habakeli. And our Mishnah is talking about bekeli and that's why it's mutter. The Mishnah Masechta Pesachim is talking about biyad and that's why it's aser. Amalach, he answers. If you want to explain that the Mishnah is saying bekeli. Does that Mishnah have to teach us that then? Hatnan, if you're saying that the Mishnah over there is coming to teach us that you're not allowed to use a keli, we don't need a new Mishnah and Masechta Pesachim to teach us that then. Our Mishnah already taught us that then. Because our Mishnah already said, in Bekli, Kavakan, Osir. So, indeed, ask the Gemara, the man, the Omer that says that the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim is talking about a Kli, why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? As in it already learned in our Mishnah, and says the Gemara, Hadik Tani Hasam, the reason this halacha is repeated in Masechta Pesachim, Shunkandabaya Flugi, because the Gemara over there wants to bring down the machloikis of Rabbi Elazar Rabbanon. The Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, Machshirei Mitzvah Doichens Shabbos. So since we want to bring down the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, we bring down everything else as well. Vidach, the one that said that the difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah is between Lacha and Yevesha. That even though we wanted to learn the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim that taught us the din of Rabbi Elazar, he says another reason why I will not be satisfied to say that we're talking over there about a Keli, which is an Issa Deraisa. He says, look at all the other acts that the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim discusses. Hakivai, carrying it, Vavasa Mechutz L'tchom Tchani, and all of those are the Rabbanon. If that Mishnah is talking about removing the wort with a keli, removing the wort with a keli is an Isser D'Oraisa, not a Rabbanon. Vidach, and the other one says that the other Melachis that are mentioned in that Mishnah are also D'Oraisas. Hakiva, because carrying the animal, the like Rabbi Nassim D'Amar Chai Noises Atzmai. We've discussed many times that an animal or a person that could walk themselves, there's a concept of chai noises atzmai, you're not chai for carrying it on Shabbos. However, if you don't, that's Reb Nosson's opinion. If you don't agree with Reb Nosson, so carrying an animal is an issa deraisa. Havasim chosotchum is following the opinion of Reb Kiva that we learned earlier in our Masechta that holds tchumim deraisa. So ask the Gemara, so therefore it is talking about the rices, and therefore cutting the wort is also talking about using a keli, which is an issa deraisa. Moser Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks, again, that he explained that the Mishnah, on the opinion that explains the Mishnah Pesachim, is talking about an issa deraisa, removing the wort with a keli. The Mishnah there continues saying, Amar Belezer, Kavachoymer. I'm going to bring you a raya that these different melachas may be done and bring in the Karban Pesach. Umah shechita, shimush melacha. If doing the shechting the animal, the Karban Pesach, which is a melacha d'oraisa, the halacha is when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, doichas Shabbos, elu mishim shvus, these different melachas, which are only a drabonon, ain't a din shiitchus Shabbos, that we certainly should be allowed to do them on Shabbos. So what do we see? That Mishnah is only talking about the Rabbanons, not the Rices like you wanted to suggest. Elam Rav Yosef, Hava Habiyad. Both Mishnayos are talking about removing the wort biyad, which is only a Nisa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, our Mishnah is very understandable why it may be done. Ein Shvus B'Migdash. But why does the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim say we may not do that on the Karban Pesach, on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Shvus Migdash B'Migdash Atiru. When are we lenient on a Shvus? In the base of Migdash itself. Shvus the Migdash B'Medina. But here we're bringing the animal from outside the base of Migdash. Even though it's an animal that's going to be used as a carbon, there we don't apply the halacha of Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Yosef Abaye. So now we learned a new chiddush, that even though we've been learning Ein Shvus B'Migdash, the halacha is that we only say Ein Shvus B'Migdash in the base of Migdash itself. It's not just because it's a carbon. Says the Gemara, Yosef Abaye v'kamal ha-shmatza. Abaye was teaching us this halacha. Eisei Yosefel Abaye, from a mission that we learned on the Tzadik Zion on the base. The Mishnah taught us, Ha'ikari b'sefer, ala skupa, somebody was sitting on the stoop, learning from a sefer, and as we discussed when we learned that Mishnah, the Sfarim were made as scrolls that roll out. And the skalgal sefer miyodai, and the sefer rolled out of your hand, galalai etzlai. Even though there may be an isser in doing so, but because the bazaar of the sefer, we're allowed to roll it back. Now, ask the Gemara. V'hocha, yes, we're speaking about a sefer, but it's not in the base of Migdash. V'hocha, the shvus, the Migdash, b'medinahu. It's a shvus in the Migdash outside of the base of Migdash. And we still were lenient, and maybe normally we would make a gzeirah that you can't bring it back, because if it drops and you carry it back, you're over Nisa Deraisa. V'loi gazrinin, yeah, we didn't make a gzeirah, dim enough of osulasuyi, that it may fall and you'll pick it up. So there we see that even though it's a shvus, the Migdash is a shvus about something kadosh, a sefer, even though it's not in the base of Migdash itself, we're still lenient. So why are you saying over here that we're only lenient in the base of Migdash itself? V'loya Kimna asked the Gemara, when we learned that Gemara and that Tzadiches, didn't we explain that the skupa that's being discussed is a karmelis? The kivin de ugda biyadai, since you're still holding on to the sefer, I feel a shvus nami leka. Because, as we explained, even if it would fall down completely, and you would pick it up and bring it back to you where you are, you would only be over the rabbanon. Because from a kamelis, transporting from a kamelis is only in a sederabbanon. Furthermore, you're actually holding the sefer, as we learned in that Mishnah. So therefore, Chazal were lenient. But indeed, if it would be a situation where it was a real shvus, we would have to be more machmer. I ask Tosfos, and the Tosfos Arosh asked the question. We also learned the Mishnah at the beginning of this perek, that if you find tefillin in the street on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry them in. Pachas mi arba amos. Now let's think about that. You're doing it because of the tefillin, so it's considered something kadosh, but it's not in the base of Migdash. And now we're learning that a shvus b'migdash b'medina, a shvus, even if it represents something holy, but it's not in the base of Migdash itself, you're not allowed to do. So why over there are we allowed to be carried the tefillin pachas mi arba amos, which is issur d'rabbanan? So Tosfos answers that there, it's not there when the tefillin are laying in the street, they're laying in a situation of bezoyin. When the tefillin are mamish laying in a situation of bezoyin, there we're more lenient. Esvei asked the Gemara another question. The question again is regarding how you're allowed to cook the Karban Pesach when Erev Pesach is on Friday. We know that there are rules what you could do in placing an oven on Friday afternoon. So the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos after your test on the base teaches us, Mishashas a Pesach l'tanem chashecha, we'll have to put the Karban Pesach into the furnace, into the oven, Erev Shabbos, when it gets dark. Now, normally, you're not allowed to do that because there's a concern, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, Shem Yechata, that if you're going to put food right over coals, you may come to stir the coals on Shabbos. Now, why are we lenient? Because it's a Karban Pesach. But ask the Gemara, v'hocha de shvus de migdash b'medina, it's taka carbon, but it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. And yet we see V'loy Gazrinin, the normal Gezerah of Shemi V'chat Mekhalim, we're not going to say here. Ishtik, says the Gemara, he remained silent. Kiosel Kamed Reb Yosef, Amalei Hoch Amar Reb Safra, Amalei Mai Tamalei Tishanalei, why didn't you respond? Shebnei Chabura Zrizenheim. Whenever they brought a Karm Pesach, so Karm Pesach, this is the way Rashi learns, that Bnei Chabura, the Karm Pesach was brought by a group of people together. And amongst the people who would bring the Karm Pesach, there was at least one person who was a Talmud Chacham, and he would make sure that it was done properly and that they wouldn't stir the coals. So why didn't Abaye give that teretz? Says the Gemara of Abaye. Abaye's opinion is, Kahanim's reason hain aminin. The concept that we say Kahanim's reason hain throughout Shas, we do apply. But to say B'nai Chabura's reason hain, to apply that concept, that's a concept that loy aminin. So here the Gemara teaches us the famous concept of Kahanim Zerizin Hain. The Pasuk says, in Parashat Tzav, Tzav is Aaron, the spawn of Lema, Zois, Tyrus Oila. So I saw that the Sefer Chesed Lavrom says we usually read Parashat Tzav before Karm Pesach. And Rashi, at the beginning of Parashat Tzav, says, Ain't Tzav Eloshen Zerus. So what the Torah is trying to teach us is that when you do a mitzvah, you have to do it bezrizus. Where do we learn that a mitzvah has to be done bezrizus? The pasuk says v'shemartem es hamatzos, and the medrash says shem sheim achmitzim es hamatzos. Just like we have to work with the matzahs diligently to make sure that they don't become chametz, kach eim achmitzim es hamitzos. When you do a mitzvah, you should do it with diligence. And bas liyotcha, if you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, asay oisay miyad, do it immediately. And that's the same with the Karban Pesach, that we know that the Karban Pesach, the Torah says, v'kocha toichla oisay mesnechem chaburim, v'chaltam oisam b'chipozam. As the Pasuk says, v'lo yochlu l'smameya, Klai Yisrael had to leave Mitzrayim immediately. And that's why the Torah, before Pesach comes, teaches us the parsha of Tzav, Ein Tzav El Loshen Zerus. And actually, it's a pasuk that we say every Friday night in the Eishes Chayil. The pasuk says, Lechem Atzlus Loi Teichel. The Torah, that whole Eishes Chayil is compared to the Torah. And the Torah is telling us, the Torah which is compared to Lechem, Atzlus Leitaychel, don't learn the Torah in a lazy fashion. Torah should be learned with Zerizis. And I saw a beautiful word from the Sefer Imre Yehuda. We know that the Torah, when it describes Klai Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he describes Klai Yisrael, he says, V'atem tiuli mamlechus koyanim v'goy kodesh. All of Klai Yisrael are called mamlechus koyanim. But we're not all kahanim. Only the kahanim are kahanim. Why is the entire Klal Yisrael called Vatam Tiuli Mamlechus Kayanim? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I want you all to adapt the behavior of the Kahanim. The Kahanim as reason, and I want you all, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, to be Mamlechus Kayanim, a nation of people who as reason, who are diligent. The Pasuk says, V'yikach Aaron, we know that what was Nachshon famous for? Nachshon was famous that he was the first one that jumped into the Yam by Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah, Nachshon had the midah of Zrizis. A Kohen is supposed to be a Zoris, as our Gemara just said, Kohanim Zrizenheim. We also know that the Gemara explains the Cheshiv Sefer, and Masechta Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yudam and Aleph says, Roy Bonim Doim Lachia Ein. Most sons will be like the mother's brothers. So Aaron knew that his children are going to be Kohanim. Aaron knew that his children, if they're going to be Kohanim, as our Gemara just said, have to be Zrizim. So he wanted to marry a woman whose children are most likely to be Zrizim. So he married the sister of Nachshon, who's the model the Kol HaTorah Kula of an individual who was a Zoris, that Aaron was trying to guarantee that his children should be Zrizim. Rava gives a whole different teretz how to reconcile the Mishnayis. Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah that says that you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer, that holds Machshiri Mitzvah Doichus Shabbos. But if Machshiri Mitzvah Doichus Shabbos, if that's going to opinion of our Mishnah, why does our Mishnah say that you could only do it biyad? If our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, it should be allowed to be done b'keili. Says Rava, or Maid Rabbi Lezer, the Kamada Efshel Shnui Mishaninen. Wherever it's possible to not do it in the normal fashion, that would be preferable. So therefore, if you could do it biyad, don't do it b'keili. I, Rabbi Lezer Masechta Shabbos, allows us to bring a knife for the Mila through Shus Rabim. It must be, explain Rashi and Tosfos, that it's talking about a case that the only way to get the knife quickly to the Makam HaMila is by carrying it through Shus Rabim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, since it is technically permitted, then do it that way. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that even though Rabbi Lezer is preferring that we only do a Drabonon and not do a Deraisa when it comes to do even Machshiri Mitzvah on Shabbos, that's do a Drabonon, not Deraisa, when you won't lose out by doing a Drabonon. But if you're going to lose out by doing a Drabonon, of course Rabbi Lezer, because he holds Machshiri Mitzvah, Doichin Shabbos, will allow you to do a Deraisa. Mahi, ask the Gemara, that where do we find that Rabbi Lezer agrees that if you could do it with the Rabbonon, don't do it with the Raisa? The Tanya, the Braisa says, Kohen Shalsuba Yabelis. A Kohen developed a wart and he wants to do the avoid in the base of Migdash. And as long as he has that wart, as we said earlier in our Shir, he's considered a Balmum. The Aloch is Chaveroi Choit Choloi Beshinov. Another Kohen should remove that wart by biting it off, b'shinav in, it should be done by someone else, by his teeth, b'keili loy, not with the instrument, and chaveroy in, only somebody else should do it, ihu loy, but he himself should not be the one to do it. Now ask the Gemara, Mani, whose opinion does this represent? Ilem Rabbanan b'migdash, if we're going to say that this represents the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold the machshirei mitzvah, ain't a doichnis to Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a deraisa. And this case that says that you're removing the wart because you have to do it in an unusual manner, so it should become an issa drabonon, not an issa deraisa, says the Gemara, kiven damri rabonon ba'alma shem shvus, that since the rabonon hold the biting off a wart is only an issa drabonon, and we're allowed to do it, Rabbanans, but Migdosh, Socha Mali, Hu Mali Chaveroi. So why does the Braisa say that only someone else should do it, not he himself? El Lav, it must be following the opinion of Rabbanan, that Rabbi Lezer. And now we're learning something very interesting. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, Rabbi Lezer in our Suya was the Mekel. He held Machshirei Mitzvah, Doichnes HaShabbos. But in the halacha of biting off a wart, he holds that biting off a wart is the issa deraisa. Damer, ba'al mechayev chattis. Biting off a wart is an issa deraisa. As we said earlier, it may be goizes, it may be toilish, it may be choyvel. V'acha avagad mechshir mitzvah doichas shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer should allow you to do it under any fashion. Still, and therefore, if you can make a shinui and have somebody else bite it off, that is preferable. Says the Gemara Loi. That proof is not really compelling. Because we'll say Loilam Rabbanan, the Braisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. The also b'kreisoi, and if the wart would have been on the Kohen's stomach, the halacha would be that the Kohen could remove it himself. Because the Rabbanan hold that since it's only Issa the Rabbanan, and it's for Shvus, but Migdash were allowed to do it. Hachmai Skiron, that Bryce is referring to a situation, where the wart developed on his back or his elbows. they're in spots on the person's body that he cannot reach them themselves. That's why the Braisa says that someone else should remove it. Not because of halachic reasons, out of practical reasons, because you can't get it off yourself. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that the Braisa is following the opinion of the Rabbanon, why does the person, and that's who, and the reason Chaveri should do it, is because it's not reachable, Nishke Nele Biyad, let him remove it by hand, which is also only an Issa Drabbana, as we're going to explain. Vetisha Dirabalazar, and we'll be able to understand a statement that Rabbalazar made. Dom Rabbalazar, Mechlaikus Biyad, the Mechlaik between Rabbalazar and Drabbanon about removing warts from one's body only is regarding by hand. But if it's removed with an instrument, everybody agrees it's an Issa Daraisa. And if the Braisa would have said specifically that the person has to take it off by hand, so we would see that hands is an Issa Drabonim, and a Keli is an Issa Daraisa. And therefore, that Braisa would have supported Rabbi Loza's statement that the Rabbonim agree that when you cut it off with an instrument, it's an Issa Daraisa. However, now that the Braisa only spoke about teeth, we can't support Rabbi Loza's opinion. Because the Braisa, by specifically mentioning teeth, it's implying that not only is the instrument forbidden, but even hands are forbidden. So we don't have any raya to what is the halacha by an instrument. Because a hand is certainly the Rabbanon. Ultameich, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Loza nami nishkli biyad. We could have asked the same question. The Braisa that says that you should remove it, he should have said you should remove it by hand, and not only with his teeth, says the Gemara, hi, Mai. That's not a question. Yamit, Mishlama Rabbi Lezer, if we're going to say that the Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer holds that removing it with a Keli is a Deraisa, so that's why hiding the Gozi Yad at the Keli. Eli, because Keli is a Deraisa, Yad, we wanted to make Osir as a Gzera. Yalam Rabbanahi, why should he not take it off with the hand? Vesulamidi. There's nothing more to say. What must we understand? That the Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, not the opinion of the Rabbanon, and therefore we have a raya that even Rabbi Lezer that holds Machshirei Mitzvah, Doichinus Shabbos, if we could avoid doing it with a Deraisa, we should always avoid doing it, and therefore we could do it in the Rabbanon fashion. That's what we ought to do.